Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Legislation being considered in Washington this week for Colombia, Panama, and Korea to agree on a free trade agreement with these three countries, which could be good news for Michigan farmers. To talk about these agreements and just how much agricultural products Michigan exports, I'm joined by Ryan Findley. He's the National Legislative Counsel for the Michigan Farm Bureau. Welcome to the program, Ryan.
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
Very good. You know, these free trade agreements that are being considered, how are they likely going to impact the ability of farmers here in Michigan to export to Colombia, Panama, and Korea?
Well, I heard a description earlier this week, and it's been a marathon, or actually it was last week, it's been a marathon process. These free trade agreements were negotiated in 2006 and 2007 under the Bush administration, and they struggled to get to Capitol Hill, and then under the Obama administration, it took a couple of years, but now they are moving up there. The president sent these agreements to Capitol Hill, and now that they're sent, they're moving at sprint-like speed. So we went from a marathon to a sprint to move all three. But for Michigan, it's big. We're looking at over $44 million an increase in annual exports to those three countries. So it's a pretty substantial amount.
Wow. Now, what kind of barriers are in place currently that keep Michigan farmers from being able to export more to these countries?
You get into the nuances of the trade right away, and it's something that as Americans we just kind of take for granted that, hey, we send a product overseas or we bring in a product into the United States. But there's a whole series of preferences with certain countries. We have tariff schedules. We have quota schedules that allow certain products in or that allow our products into another country. You have tariff rates, and then you have SPS or phytosanitary standards, which are important to everybody that eats fruits and vegetables. That's making sure that what we bring into this country is safe for consumers to eat. So all of those issues had to get ironed out, and that's what happened during the negotiation process 4 and 5 years ago. So we're going to see a lot of those tariffs, the amount that we pay for products coming from those countries, and the amount of money on top of the actual cost that they pay. So when we're exporting a bushel of corn, instead of them paying $12 or $13, now they're going to be able to pay the market price, whatever that may be.
Let's see. Now, what are our primary exports agriculturally then? Is it soy and corn?
You know, when you look at Michigan agriculture, we're an incredibly diverse state. We're the second most diverse agricultural state only to California. We grow a good number of program crops, your corn, soybeans, and wheat. We'll see a lot of wheat exports to Colombia. We'll see corn and soy exports to Korea. We have fruits and vegetables that we grow a lot of, especially on the west side of Michigan. And not only do we grow the fresh product, but we grow the product, we process it, and we ship it out. And we're going to see some dramatic increases in our ability to export to all the markets, but especially Korea when we look at the fruit and vegetable market. And then the big winner would be our livestock and dairy sectors. The ability for us to take not just our fluid milk, which is what most people think of when we talk about dairy, but the ability to take a cheese or some other dairy products that are derived from the dairy process and ship those overseas. Beef is a huge export market in South Korea, but pork can't be underestimated as well. And so when you total all that up, it's a pretty unique agreement with all three of them, because we can't say, well, hey, this certain sector of Michigan agriculture is going to get hurt, or that one over there is really going to take a long time. It's pretty across the board beneficial for all of Michigan agriculture. And when you're talking $44 million increase on an annual basis, that's a big number for Michigan agriculture.
What is the biggest export market currently for Michigan farmers?
Well, it depends on what product you want to talk about and where you want to send it. Again, the diversity of agriculture that we have really allows us to ship just about any place in the world. If it's Eastern Europe, if it's China, our biggest trading partner is Canada when you look at their proximity to the U.S. and the amount of trade that we do with them. And when you look at the commodities, again, that's across the board. Probably the two biggest would be pork and corn within that. But when you look at who we trade with the most, South Korea is our fifth largest export market when it comes to ag products. So this is going to be a pretty substantial market for us to be able to access with reduced tariffs, with reduced tariff rate quotas, with everything else, to be able to move those products there freely.
I'm talking to Ryan Findley. He's the National Legislative Counsel for the Michigan Farm Bureau. Ryan, Governor Snyder just returned from his trip to the Far East, the trade trip, and I know that agricultural exports were one of the things discussed. Are you hopeful that we could see a real increase in exports to places like China?
Absolutely, and I think that that speaks volumes of Governor Snyder and his effort to increase trade outside of Michigan. And there were a number of issues he talked about, agriculture being one of them, and that's awesome because we don't have a free trade agreement with China. And is that the ultimate goal? I think expanding export markets is the ultimate goal for a Michigan farmer. You know, if you're in the countryside right now, it's a beehive of activity, and this time of year is a blast if you're in an apple orchard or if you're riding in a combine in a cornfield or out in the field. It's a lot of fun right now, but that's only half the equation for Michigan agriculture. The other half is being able to find that market. Mm-hmm. And when you have people like Governor Snyder that's in China, that is in other parts of the world, opening up new markets, new opportunities, that speaks volumes, not only for Michigan, but for Michigan agriculture. And so we may not see the fruits of that trip next year or the year after, and maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the road. But anytime you can have a discussion about opening an export market, that's big.
Have farmers been impacted by the economic downturn here in Michigan the same way others have, or have their fortunes remained fairly steady?
You know, Michael, the ag economy is very strong in Michigan right now. A part of that is you have strong commodity prices, and that's across the board. If you're talking fruits and vegetables or the row crops, what everybody reads about in the paper, your corn, soybeans, and wheat are certainly high, but even livestock prices and dairy prices where they're at are strong right now. And agriculture is doing well. There's always the risk factor that you have. I mean, it's not just markets, it's weather, it's the ability that you're going to plant a crop in the spring, and you're going to hope that it makes it to maturity. You're going to hope you can harvest it without a failure, and then you're going to hope that you can sell it. So there's a lot of risk with agriculture, but with that risk, right now, Michigan agriculture is strong. They're growing, and that's in part to the markets that we've found with other free trade agreements that have been signed. It's in part with some of the efforts that you have with Governor Snyder. And then you can't forget Congress and their efforts with this free trade agreement, with the South Korea, Colombia, and Panama free trade agreements that are pending. Hopefully they'll move through Congress when they're up for a vote later this week. And you have to give a lot of credit to somebody like Congressman Camp, who's done a lot of work in pushing those forward. That's been very helpful for agriculture.
About 30 seconds left. Tell me, about what percentage of our agricultural products for Michigan are used nationally as compared to being exported?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know if I have that number off the top of my head.
Is it about 50% or more?
When we look at agricultural exports, we look at about a third to a quarter of what we produce. We export around the world, around the globe. That number is reduced a little bit lately because we're consuming more here at home.
I see a third to a quarter, so obviously a very substantial part of our products go overseas. Ryan Findley, the National Legislative Counsel for the Michigan Farm Bureau, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Michael.